Fiction Productions is back with a suite of feminist tales and short films in the show Vaginal Spray coming up in the next week. It's taking place at 107 in Redfern and will feature explorations of the psychology of makeup, a Newtown cyclist who knits their pubic hair into seat covers, and a whole host of others. I'm joined now by Bronwyn Meehan, a producer and curator of Little Fictions. Bronwyn, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's my pleasure, Tess. Thanks for having us.
So what do people say when you tell them that you're putting on a show called Vaginal Spray? It does seem, I guess, quite confronting for someone who may not have thought about it too much.
Well, that's right. And one of the first things I say is I have a pronunciation conversation with them. Is it vaginal or is it vaginal? And often it leads to a little lecture from me about, well, if we want to get vaginas out there, we have to keep saying Vaginal Spray, but you know, really both pronunciations are acceptable. That's just me.
No, and that's fair enough, because I will admit I was saying it the other way to begin with, and vaginal, it seems almost, I don't want to say jarring, but you know, it's not a word you hear in public very often.
Well, we're here to change that.
I love it. I'm here for this. So Little Fictions has a pretty strong storytelling history. What's been your own experience with, the feminist tradition and putting feminist stories out there?
Ah, well, I'm actually a publisher. I almost said small publisher, but I'm a publisher of short stories, and I've been very keen right from the get-go back in 2011 to make sure that we have feminist stories as part of our stable. So that's looking at making sure we have an even range of male and female voices, but that also the stories, whether no matter who they're written by, do not in any way, are not offensive to women, but more so pushing gender equality in a literary kind of interesting way.
It is a very interesting way, actually. I can't say I've heard of anything quite like Vaginal Spray, especially not in recent times.
Yeah, I think that it could be my 70s feminism coming through, but also I like to think that we are on a wave. A lot of feminism is in the news at the moment for pretty negative reasons, I think. But I'd like to think that we, we're able to provide humorous, insightful, as well as maybe revolutionary stories at times through Little Fictions, through Vaginal Spray.
And so all of the stories that will be happening on the night, they're unified by their feminist themes, as one may have picked up by this point. What are some of the key messages that you're hoping to send with Vaginal Spray?
Well, I guess one of them is that we have stories that show that issues about gender equality have been around for a long time. So and they're relevant everywhere. So we start with a story set in Boston in the 1960s with a young student librarian discovering stuff about local orphanages and the involvement of priests. So there is a story from the 1960s that dead set relevant now. We also, I guess, want to show that feminists can be very humorous. We've got a piece from Justine Sless. She's a Jewish comedian from Melbourne. And her piece, which is called Benchmark, I think it's called, but it's about fourth wave feminism that's happening in the kitchen, and it's microwave feminism. So we're trying to keep it light as well as significant.
I love that, because it does seem to be a pretty rusted-on stereotype that if you're a feminist, you can't be funny.
That's right.
The humorless feminists are out again.
Yeah. Well, we're here to prove that, even just with our title, I think. It's a kind of, shock, amuse.
And so today is International Women's Day. Happy International Women's Day.
And to you.
Why do you think that female-written and driven stories like these are so important?
Well, they're important every day, of course, and we're putting on our show outside of the International Women's Day just to prove that every day should be women's stories should be celebrated. But I think as the hashtag MeToo movement shows us, and that we really need to have platforms to promote feminist writing by women, but also by men, and to involve men. We can't do it. It's useless to talk to ourselves. Maybe we did that when I was first coming out as a feminist. Do you say coming out as a feminist? Anyway.
We do now.
There were consciousness-raising groups and whole issues around spaces for women. And I guess this show, for me, is about feminist stories for everyone.
And so there's a whole bunch of really interesting sort of stories and themes on the lineup. There's including one about knitting pubic hair into seat covers was one that caught the eyes of a lot of producers around the station this morning.
It could take on.
I support it. I'm fascinated by the concept. Have there been any that have been, I guess, particularly interesting to you as you've set the event up?
Oh, absolutely. And so that particular one is from a suite of stories which we commissioned by local writer Emma Rose Smith, who is a former UTS creative writing student, now publisher at Currency Press. She also has a fantastic piece in the show called Vibing. I noticed you used the word vibing earlier. And I have to admit that hers is about the device that she thinks is actually a better one to have a relationship sometimes. All you got to do is change that battery. So your question of... I've only got 90 minutes. I had to turn stories away. But we've actually, I produced Vaginal Spray over the last 3 years now, including as part of the City of Sydney Late Night Library program, and there's plenty of material, both from within what we've already published, but the call out that I do. And we're getting to the stage now where almost 50% of what we put in our show is coming from recently written contemporary stories, which I'm very proud of.
Well, Bronwyn, it's been an absolute pleasure. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to hear some of the stories that will be being read out at Vaginal Spray next week. Stick around with me. Now, just a few minutes ago, we were chatting to Bronwyn Meehan, producer and curator of Little Fictions, about Vaginal Spray, a show that is happening next week down at 107 in Redfern. Right now, we are lucky enough to have Lauren Hamilton, Neil and Whitney Richards, two of the actors in Vaginal Spray, to give us a little bit of a taster of what is going to be going down next week. In the meantime, I'll hand back to you, Bronwyn.
Thanks so much, Tess. So we're first of all going to hear from Whitney Richards, who will read a story called Burden. It is published in a book called Loopholes, which is a complete collection of microfiction. So it's only less than a minute long. It's written by Susan McCreary. She's from Thirroul, and she works as a proofreader and spends a lot of time beside her in the ocean. I'm going to hand it now to Whitney. Just a warning, this is a pretty harrowing one about a woman whose husband of 8 years tells her his terrible secret. Thanks, Whitney.
He tells me he raped a woman once. He tells me over coffee on a Sunday morning as we share the morning papers, wait for our Eggs Benedict. We'd been married 8 years. He looks relieved. But you know what? Now, that woman's burden is also mine. And it eats at me from that day on. Eats at me so much it pisses him off. So one day, he brings his fist near my face and hisses, "You're mine." And I can see. Those were the eyes. That was the voice he would have used.
Jeez, I don't know what to say to that. Right in the heart.
Yeah, it is. It punches you. That's why we're going to follow up with another one by Susan McCreary, but slightly more lighthearted. Well, much more lighthearted. It's called Mona Lisa. It's going to be performed for you by Lauren Hamilton Neil. It's a feisty response to that archetypal image from the art world. Thanks, Lauren.
Where are her eyebrows? What? Said Graham. Her eyebrows. She's hairless. I've never noticed. I stood on tiptoes for another glimpse. And it's tiny. But what do you think of her? I shrugged. What's all the fuss about? Graham frowned. No eyelashes either. Graham said, you're missing le point. Oh? What is le point? The mystery. The quiet. The smile that isn't always a smile. Well, give me liberty with her hairy pits leading the people any day. Graham's frown deepened. I can't believe your reaction. This is Da Vinci, and one of the most exquisite. Is this how you think I should be? Because I'm not. I'm not this. Don't be ridiculous. It's a 500-year-old painting. Take a look at the crowds. I know! I twirled my arms around. It's crazy, if you ask me. Shh! Keep your voice down. Oh! Am I being too loud? Too emotional? Are my eyebrows all ugly and screwed up? Graham raised his eyes to the ornate ceiling. Wizom! I cried, fist aloft. If you want me, I'll be at Liberty in room 77.
Yeah, I think that gives us a really good example of the kind of what actors can bring, what these two fantastic actors can bring to the word and get it to these stories and get them off the page.
It is absolutely incredible stuff. Before I let you guys go, how can people get involved, Bronwyn? Where can we come and see?
Oh, well, if people will roll up to 107, so that's 107 Redfern Street, Redfern, next Wednesday night, they can see performances by these two, plus plenty of other people, plus some micro flicks, which are short films. 8 o'clock, show goes for an hour and a half, plenty of time to come and talk to us afterwards. Hop online and get a reduced discount ticket or buy it at the door for $20.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Whitney, Lauren, Bronwyn, thank you so, so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks Tess. Thank you. Happy International Women's
Day! And to you guys too. Ah, incredible stuff. That was Lauren Hamilton-Neal, Whitney Richards and Bronwyn Meehan. Vaginal Spray, there we go. It's taking place at 107 Redfern, as Bronwyn just said. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. Do get involved if you have the chance.